Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
What's up, man? Hey, dog. Hey, we got to get to it. It's history lesson time.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, March 24th, 1629. Good year.
Good year. Just go for it.
In Virginia, the first game law was passed in the American colonies. Now, I was trying wild game, like hunting law, I guess is the best way. And I was looking into it, and I couldn't find anything that was specific to this one. I saw a couple, they did this. But I don't know what it was for. I don't know if it was like, all right, you can only kill like six dodos or something like that. But
hey, what's killing with what? When was the gun invented? When do they have rifles?
I don't know. They had those big old blunderbusses and everything. I think they had like the old flint rifles back then, right?
Did they?
I think so.
Look up real quick on Google.
When was the first rifle?
Because you can't really hunt with pistols from a distance.
Date back to at least the 15th century, so the 1400s. Wow. Yeah.
Damn. So now they got guns and they're like, all right. Well, it's easy to shoot and kill things and eat now, so let's make a law around this.
These colonies, all right, all these Europeans coming over, all right, they got their nice big guns. The animals here in the United States, all right, in North America, they had it pretty easy. Yeah, you had the Native Americans taking stuff, you know, doing their thing, but they were using bow and arrows, and then we come in and we're just shooting everything we can in the face. I mean, just pow! Like,
how it was.
Just like that. Just bow! Right there.
Right there.
Oh, look, there's something. I'm going to shoot it in the face. And hey, I'm a hunter, man. I love it. But thank God we did put some laws because you had guys walk around in full on fur outfits and they'd go home to their fur lined tents and their fur rugs and their fur bedspreads. I mean, we were just murdering.
Just dropping animals like sacks of potatoes just as every day.
Hell, Charles Darwin.
They used everything. They used all the bones, the hide. At least they were like being resourceful.
I don't think us Europeans were as good as the Native Americans were. But let's say Charles Darwin, in all of his exploring there in the Galapagos, dude, he ate every single animal he found on the Galapagos. He saw it. He studied it. Effing ate it, man. That's just what we do.
How long did that guy live to? Like 20, 26, 27?
Choked on a iguana bone. That's what it was.
Jeez.
But I think it's good. Obviously, you got to have that. We still have, you know, game practices at night. You got game wardens and the DNR.
Can't be blasting animals anywhere.
Yeah, our ancestors literally we didn't even look twice. We just saw something move in the woods and we shot it right in the face. That's it. Boom! Yeah, we got another one for the wall. So
there's this guy walking around our house the other day, and he was like, we were talking about the deer, you know, the city deer. They're massive, you know, they're everywhere. Yeah. You could tell this guy was like, yeah, you know, there's a big buck around here. And I look at him like, you're not going to shoot it, are you? Like, you know you can't do that. Don't. I see that look in your eye, mister.
See, those city deer got to figure it out, man. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm fine in here.
Don't do that. No, it's a beautiful thing walking around. Don't blast that one. Go off into the woods somewhere, man.
Look, he came at me, man, all right? I couldn't help. This was self-defense. he came at me. He wanted a fight. I could tell. Anyway, so there you go. 1629, we were like, all right, hey, we don't mind if you shoot things in the face. But don't shoot everything in the face, all right? We got to put a limit on this, all right? Only two things shot in the face per day, okay?
Yeah.
There we go. All right, that's what happened on this day in history, 1629. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Jeff Foxworthy.